Wisconsin wildlife officials say the state's wolf population is on the rise. It's Friday, September 12th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, President Donald Trump has approved millions in federal flood assistance for Wisconsin. And we'll have a story about family time on Wisconsin's waters. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
State wildlife regulators say Wisconsin's wolf population has grown to more than 1,200 wolves and appears to be stabilizing. As Danielle Kading reports, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources unveiled the revised estimates at a wolf advisory committee meeting yesterday.
The DNR previously estimated the state had around 1,000 wolves in 2023, but the agency didn't provide an estimate last year due to GPS collar failures and a lack of snow during winter track surveys. DNR research scientist Lydia Marganow says the agency has since improved its monitoring and population models.
The current population remains largely and nearly as large and widespread as it's been in modern time, and all biological indicators point to a secure and healthy population.
The DNR's Wolf Advisory Committee will recommend quotas for harvesting wolves. Wolves are currently listed as an endangered species, but Wisconsin Republicans in Congress have put forth bills seeking to delist them. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin will receive nearly $30 million in federal disaster relief to aid victims of last month's flooding. President Donald Trump announced yesterday in a social media post that he had approved the state's request to help Milwaukee and other parts of the state affected by flooding. The approval came a month after historic rainfall caused widespread flooding in southeastern Wisconsin and 3 weeks after officials from the Federal Emergency Management Agency were on the ground in Milwaukee. State and federal officials found the floods caused more than $33 million worth of damage in Milwaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties. In a statement, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson called the approval, quote, a significant stride forward in this area's recovery efforts. Assembly Republicans approved a handful of bills yesterday that are not expected to survive Governor Tony Evers' veto pen. One would bar state buildings from waving LGBTQ+ pride flags. Evers has personally ordered pride flags above the Capitol building every June that he's been in office. Another would require state employees to work in person most of the time. Evers has argued that it will make it harder for state workers from outside Madison and Milwaukee to hold on to their jobs. And a third would bar undocumented people from receiving Badger Care. That's already not allowed. Democratic Representative Angela Stroud of Ashland called that bill a distraction.
This bill is being voted on today to do one thing, to get a headline for Republicans who, instead of actually solving problems, are making things up for elections.
Republicans championing that bill called it a proactive measure against possible changes to insurance law. Wisconsin Republicans and Democrats are denouncing the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk, and with some, it provoked strong feelings. WPR's Rich Kramer and Donovan Wagtendonk joined Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson to discuss reactions.
Rich and Anya, there was a long period of time in America where the killing of political figures was rare. It suddenly happened a couple times in the last few months with the shooting of two Democratic Minnesota lawmakers in June and now the assassination of conservative organizer Charlie Kirk. Rich, can you give us a sample of what Wisconsin leaders are saying?
There appears to be pretty universal condemnation of what Wisconsin politicians and the political party leaders in the state are calling a rise in political violence. Governor Tony Evers, a Democrat, said violence is never the answer for resolving our differences. Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chairman Devin Remiker said this sort of violence will continue until everyone, regardless of party, condemns these heinous actions. And Republican Party of Wisconsin Chairman Brian Schimming was on WPR's Wisconsin Today. He said he abhors political violence of all kinds and lauded Kirk for going to college campuses and inviting all to debate ideas.
In the case of yesterday, Charlie Kirk paid for it with his life.
And Anya, another scene that's becoming too common at the state capitol, a moment of silence as people who are in the political arena deliver a somber message to the public.
Yeah, earlier this summer, I experienced what was a first for me in my relatively short time covering the capitol, which was a bipartisan statement from leaders of both parties, both chambers, condemning the shooting of two Minnesota state lawmakers in their homes. And then likewise Thursday on the floor of the assembly, both Republican and Democratic leaders denounced political violence. Here's Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
I would ask you all to rise to pause for a moment of silence as we remember those he left behind, his wife, his two young children, and the millions of people who are mourning this senseless act of political violence.
And then here's Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer.
I too want to acknowledge at the start of the day here that it is a somber day, with the recognition of 9/11 and also thinking about the family of Charlie Kirk in the wake of another act of senseless political violence.
And Rich, when it comes to our congressional delegation, everyone condemned the shooting, but the tenor of those messages, to put it mildly, varied.
Indeed. Overall, it was universal condemnation, but in a series of dozens of social media posts, Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden accused Democrats and the media of being directly culpable for Kirk's death. He also lobbed attacks at Democrats like U.S. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, Wisconsin Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan, and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. Van Orden also repeatedly said the gloves are off. He said the shooting is the reason he'll be at war for the next 20 years. And he claimed the left wants a 21st century civil war and advised Democrats to study the history of how the last civil war in the 1800s turned out.
And Rich, you've been covering the rise of the young Republican movement. Charlie Kirk was a big part of that. What have you heard from them?
In essence, they're saddened and angered by Kirk's assassination. So Kirk founded the group Turning Point USA, which mobilizes conservatives on high school and college campuses and beyond. It's a very large group. It has a footprint across the country. I talked with UW-Madison Turning Point member and former chapter president R.J. Hibben. He told me that he woke up the day after the shooting feeling sympathy for Kirk's wife and children. He also said seeing social media posts celebrating Kirk's death have terrified him because he agrees with a lot of Kirk's positions.
So that basically signifies to me that if I got shot working at a political event, they would cheer and they would be happy as well. So it's frankly very, very scary.
That said, Ribbon told me Kirk's death has only strengthened his resolve to stay involved in the conservative movement and that there needs to be a change in America.
Coming up, we'll have a story from Wisconsin Life about connecting with kids on Wisconsin's waters. Stay with us.
If you've never given before, but you look forward to listening to WPR every day, that's a sign it's time to donate. It means that WPR is important to you, and you are important to us. We're listener-supported radio, which means we count on money from people like you to make the programs possible. Make your first ever contribution today at WPR.org. Thank you.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with the story about family time on Wisconsin's waters.
As children grow up, parents find new ways to stay connected with them. Or maybe it's the same as it ever was. Writer Jill Sisson Quinn explores this while enjoying time with her son in the great outdoors.
Along the Waupaca chain of lakes, a system of 22 spring-fed glacial lakes in central Wisconsin, lies Tom Thumb Mini Golf. And the promise of a game is a good way to get my sports-obsessed son on the water. I tried to raise a nature lover like me, but instead I got a 10U baseball all-star. One July day, we head to an unofficial boat launch on the south side of Marl Lake, so named because of its clayish inorganic bottom, which results in gorgeous sea green waters. We make our way through Marl, Pope, Monoman, and Knight Lakes to Beasley Creek. A short, easy paddle, then pull up our kayaks on the lawn next to Tom Thumb. We golf the 18 holes. I win. My son wins a ball in the Tom Thumb arcade. After ice creams from the snack shack, we dip back into our kayaks for the upstream paddle home. Old school fun for the entire family, reads the website of Tom Thumb, which has been around since 1950. It's a welcome break from the succession of baseball games, which comprise most of our summer. When Beasley Creek opens into Knight Lake, I throw the ball ahead of us. We race toward it in our kayaks to see who can get to it first. My son raises his paddle like a bat, so I pitch to him, and we envision what a kayak baseball game might look like. My son's kayak is a kid's self-bailing craft, meant to be easy to climb back onto if you fall out. He knows this, and it's getting hot, so into the water he goes. He tips over again and again, throwing me his baseball cap to keep safe. Finally cooled off, he paddles toward the exit of Knight and the pass to Monoman. I follow behind, turning my kayak slightly to avoid a formidable-looking two-pronged log sticking out of the water. Suddenly, the log disappears beneath the surface. The knobby peaks I saw were no log, but the beak and front paw of a snapping turtle. "Look at this huge snapper," I call. My son turns around and paddles over so that we sandwich the turtle with our boats. The shell is easily a foot and a half long, but most impressive is that thick, muddy head, looking like a cross between plant and animal. Unbothered by us, it spreads its long toenails and swims right under my kayak. My son resumes his trip toward Monoman while I snap a few pictures. Soon, he yells with his own excitement, "A painter!" I paddle over. Beneath him, with face and shell markings as orange and yellow as our kayaks, floats a painted turtle angled up toward the sun and down toward the bottom of the pond like its own little planet tilted on just the right axis. It surfaces for air, then dives back down. "Let's call this Turtle Minute," my son says, "because we saw two turtles within a few seconds of each other." Then he races off to Marl Lake, where he'll jump into the water again, giant snappers and all, for another swim. I smile that this moment holds enough importance to be named by him. Perhaps I have raised a nature lover. It may have only been a minute, but we were present with our turtle brother and sister, my son a triplet, swimming with them in the Earth's many-chambered womb.
Jill Sisson-Quinn is a writer who lives in Scandinavia. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lola and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And I'm Alex Crow. And of course, a quick check of your forecast before letting you go for the weekend. Some fog early on this morning, clearing throughout the day with highs in the 70s and 80s today. Clouds start to build later on tonight. Could see a little bit of rain with lows in the 50s and 60s. For the weekend, pretty warm. High temperatures in the 70s and 80s tomorrow. 80s across the entire state with some high humidity on Sunday. And that'll do it for this Friday. Thanks so much for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Have a great rest of your day and a fantastic weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.